Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We've got a new poll question up on the homepage right now, a new video up there. Lots of things that you can do, you can read, you can watch, you can listen to, new stuff. Every day we put new content up on the homepage, and then behind it, there's all kinds of catalogs of resources that you can, multimedia resources you can take advantage of. So check all that out, and don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter. You'll get every Sunday afternoon. Have a great visit with our good friend Joel Ababa. He's the author of the Become a Franchise Owner. He is the Franchise King. We're talking about some things you can do to eliminate the risk, to minimize the risk, I should say. You can't eliminate, minimize the risk if you're going to buy a franchise. The next one I guess we should talk about, Joel, is what you call choose more than one. You're talking about having more than one opportunity, not putting all your eggs in one basket?
Absolutely. Just any smart decision involves not putting all your eggs in one basket. You and I have learned the hard way several times. You know, mm-hmm. you've got to spread things around. And even though you might be getting into franchising because you love this one opportunity, mm-hmm. It has to be the one. I mean, you can't emotionally love it and mm-hmm. pretend that there's no facts in front of you if you're doing your research the right way.
Well, the way I learned that lesson myself was in sales decades ago. One of my mentors told me one time, he said, one proposal is no proposal. And what he meant by that is, if I'm expecting a deal to close to make my week or my month or my year, and I only have one deal that can do that, his point was that I had no deal, because if that one falls, I'm out of business. His point was you need to have more than one proposal that could close, so that if one or two, which invariably they do, don't come through, you've got others to look to. And you're saying that's the same case with the franchise. Don't because you're going to go down the direction, the due diligence road with a franchise, and there's a pretty good chance something's going to happen, personalities or whatever. A lot of things could happen to make that deal fall through.
That's right. You might end up talking to seven or eight franchisees, and all of a sudden, seven out of eight franchisees are unhappy. They're not making money, and you were so excited, and you've been spending 2 months on this one opportunity, and you find out that, you know, chances are you might not make any money.
Yeah.
So then you have to start all over.
Or you find out something negative about the franchisor. Or the industry has a tough time.
Right, or there's lawsuits. I mean, there's something.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's important to look at
hedge your bets a little bit. Spread your due diligence around. And this is another good thing to bring up with the family too, right? Say now, folks, kids, mom, dad, this is something we're looking at, but we like it, but we also are going to consider this other one in case one doesn't come through. I think that'll make them feel a little more secure that way. What do you think?
I agree. And if you're communicating with your family about the whole thing, maybe there's even stuff that they heard about the thing you're looking at that you don't even know.
Well, you know,
maybe they read something online or in the newspaper about it that you didn't even know about.
In the old days, people didn't have access to things. But now, your teenagers could show up one night at the dinner table and say, "Hey, Dad, I was looking at that franchise you're thinking about. Did you know that so and so? Did you know my generation loves that product or doesn't love it or whatever?"
Right. It could happen.
Right. It's exactly right. So folks, I think this is an excellent suggestion, Joel. One of the best, I think, because you gotta not be committed to one thing until you're all the way ready to commit. And I'll tell you something else. You'll never get as good a deal when you're negotiating as when you're prepared to walk away from it.
No, that's so true.
If a franchisor, and I'm, to whatever degree there's negotiations involved, where things could be adjusted depending on how good a negotiator you are, if whoever whatever there is, that opportunity is there. You won't know what kind of deal you can get until you're prepared to walk away. And if you got another option, you can do that, can't you?
Yeah, you sure can. And they don't need to know about it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right, let's get one more in here. Number seven, talk about the research. Great research. You actually have some resources to use here. Of course, we have to start with your book. I mean, I think your book's outstanding.
Yes.
Become a franchise owner.
That's right. And if you don't want the hardcover book, there's other sources I have about research. But the book has it all. And it's really about how good you can ask questions and when to ask them,
right,
who to ask them of. And it's about timing and really, well, how much can I make?
Mm-hmm.
And my suggestion is not to start off with that one.
Right. Yeah, that's a tip off that you're not, you don't really understand how things work.
Yeah.
But you do have the essential steps to researching a franchise opportunity. That's another one of your books, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one of my e-books. And
yeah.
That's available on my website.
Okay, so check that out. But so folks, you got to do the research and find these resources that Joel's talking about that we just mentioned, and that'll give you the step-by-step way to go. Joel, give us the website and tell us how to find the books.
Okay, the website is www.thefranchiseking.com. All the links to all my books are right there.
Thefranchiseking.com. Hey, Joel, good job. Come back again in a few weeks, and we'll finish this. We'll wrap up this
this
list. All right, thanks for being here. Joel Ababa. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Franchise King. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away. I can't imagine any...
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.